lowest prices. Visit your nearest Bookworld store countrywide. Bookworld, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. ABSA, your story matters.
Over 660 people killed as road traffic accidents increase in fourth quarter of 2025. ECZ cautions non-participating parties against using campaign regalia in Chawama parliamentary and Kasama mayoral by-elections. In global news, Ukrainians protest against Russian participation in Navy drills in South Africa. With the main news at 13, my name is Mutale Mulenga. The Zambia Police Service recorded a total of 10,400 road traffic accidents countrywide in the fourth quarter of 2025, representing a 13% increase compared to 9,203 accidents recorded during the same period last year. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi explains that the accidents were recorded between September 1st and December 31st, 2025, and included 554 fatal crashes, which claimed 667 lives. He explained that 856 were serious accidents, leaving 1,776 people seriously injured, while 1,971 slight accidents resulted in 2,914 minor injuries, and a further 7,019 accidents were classified as damage only. Mr. Chilavi noted that Lusaka province recorded the highest number of road traffic accidents at 5,515, followed by Copperbelt province with 1,197 and Central province with 1,091. He says Northwestern province recorded 643 accidents, Southern province 604, Eastern province 360, Muchinga 338, Luapula 265 and Northern Province 211, while Western Province recorded the lowest number at 176. Mr. Chilavi says most of the accidents were attributed to human error, with excessive speed, misjudgment of clearance distance, failure to keep to the near side, and improper overtaking among the major contributing factors.
Damage on the accidents also rose significantly from 5,825 in 2024 to 7,019 in 2025. Admission of guilt fines. In terms of admission of guilt fines, the Zambia Police Service recorded an increase in collections, a total of 22,870,266 kwacha was raised in 2025, compared with 20,434,509 kwacha in 2024, representing an increase of 2,435,757 kwacha.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has urged political parties that are not participating in the Chawama parliamentary and Kasama mayoral by-elections to refrain from using campaign regalia or party symbols in the by-elections. ECZ Chief Executive Officer Brown Cassaro says the commission is concerned that some political parties and individuals who are not contesting the Chawama by-election appear to be engaging in campaign activities by displaying party regalia, symbols or colors. In a statement, Mr. Cassaro has warned that such conduct has the potential to confuse voters and undermine order in the electoral process. He has further noted that Section 2 of the Electoral Process Act No. 35 of 2026 clearly outlines the requirement for participating parties to strictly adhere to their designated symbols. The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has formally charged and arrested a Congolese national and one Zambian in connection with drug-related crimes. DEC Deputy Public Relations Officer Teresa Mawere explains that the Commission on the Copper Belt has charged and arrested a Congolese national identified as Dede Ngoi Mujinga Teddy Mumba, aged 55, was apprehended in Masaiti area in connection with the offense of trafficking in 60 kilograms of compressed cannabis, which was being ferried from the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, and earmarked for supply in Zambia. Ms. Mawere further explained that in a separate joint operation conducted in Inchelenge district by officers from Mansa and Inchelenge districts in Lwapula province, the commission has formally charged and arrested Davies Kayembo, aged 19, in connection with the offense of trafficking in 51 sachets of cannabis. She says the two suspects have since been detained in lawful custody awaiting court appearances.
In a separate operation in Chilenge district, Lwapula province, a 19-year-old Zambian was arrested for trafficking 51 sachets of cannabis. Both suspects are in lawful custody and awaiting court appearances. Death wishes to warn the general public against drug trafficking and encourage the citizens to report suspicious activities to help promote safer communities.
The Alliance Against Corruption, AAC, is concerned that corruption and possible profiteering within supply chains may be fueling Zambia's persistently high cost of living despite improving economic fundamentals. AAC Executive Director Noel Chisebe says it is deeply concerning that the prices of essential goods and services remain high at a time when key indicators such as the strengthening of the kwacha against major convertible currencies, reduced load shedding, stable fuel prices and improved GDP growth and inflation levels suggest that costs should be falling. Dr. Chisebe has questioned why these positive economic developments are not translating into relief for ordinary Zambians, noting that the situation raises serious concerns about whether corrupt practices are involved or whether manufacturers, wholesalers and retailers are placing profit margins above the welfare of consumers. He says AAC believes the business community has a responsibility to ensure that the benefits of a stabilizing economy are shared with the public, adding that the failure to reduce prices when the kwacha strengthens is unacceptable and risks undermining public confidence in economic recovery efforts.
Despite notable improvements in key economic indicators, such as the strengthening of the kwacha against major convertible currencies, reduction in load shedding, stable fuel prices, and improved GDP and inflation levels should logically translate into reduced prices of essential goods and services. Unfortunately, this is not the case. We pose a critical question: why are these economic gains not trickling down to the ordinary Zambian? Is this a manifestation of corruption, or is it a case of manufacturers, wholesalers, and retailers prioritizing profits over people?
The Zambia Union of Nurses and Midwives Organization has attributed the low pass rate in the 2025 licensure and repeaters examinations to the proliferation of health learning institutions lacking skilled lecturers. In an interview with Phoenix News, Union President Frey Michello has expressed concern over the 27% pass rate, where only 541 out of 2,030 students passed, calling it the worst recorded since exams were administered. Mr. Michello emphasized that while government promotes public-private partnerships, institutions must offer high-standard education meeting sector expectations. He states that health is critical. Dealing with people's lives and education for aspiring healthcare professionals should not be compromised. Mr. Michello has since called on the Higher Education Authority to ensure only capable institutions offer high-sector learning programs.
Much as we promote public-private partnership, where in an industry such as the health sector and where you are training health workers, especially the nurses and midwives, it's very prudent that we indeed standards should be followed in all training institutions, because we know that everyone now is thinking of opening a nursing school, and at times standards are not being followed, and you find everyone wants to do nursing. So, indeed, even the mushrooming has contributed to actually a poor performance, because anyone who just enroll, even at a school where there are no skilled lecturers to teach.
Phoenix FM News, we take a break.
You're listening to Phoenix FM. What you do? Taking flight on